It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local art scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. After a 2.5-year search, the Phoenix Symphony has named a new music director. A couple of weeks ago, Tito Munoz, who currently serves as music director of two orchestras in France, will take the baton at Phoenix's Symphony Hall for 7 classics concerts in the 2014-2015 season. A native of Queens, New York, he's 30 years old, the same age as his predecessor, Michael Christie, when Christie came to the Valley in 2004. He's young, but he's very mature in his character, said Viviana Completo-Wilson, principal flutist and one of 5 symphony musicians who served on the search committee. Wilson said Munoz found a strong chemistry with the orchestra in his 2 visits as guest conductor, and she added that his artistic credentials were part of his appeal. The son of South American immigrants, his mother is from Ecuador, his father from Colombia, Munoz was a product of public school education. Munoz says his long-term goal is to explore music not traditionally played by orchestras in order to expand the audience base. I think that's really important for you musicians of the future to have this versatility, to be well-versed in different kinds of music, he said. I'd like to bring some of that diversity in music to the repertoire of the orchestra. There's no denying that music is a form of conversation, but how the brain processes musical discourse is not well understood. Is music a language? If not, can we still use it to communicate? At Johns Hopkins University, a team of researchers recently came up with a way to study the neurological basis of musical exchange by watching the brain activity of jazz improvisers. In one way, they found music is exactly like language, but in another, it's not similar at all. The study took pianists and slid them into an MRI machine with a custom-built keyboard on their lap, and for 10 minutes they jammed with another musician in the room as the MRI machine recorded the sparks flying in their heads. During improvisations, the syntactic areas of players' brains, that is, the areas that interpret the structure of sentences, were super active, as if the two players were actually speaking to each other. Meanwhile, the semantic areas of their brains, the parts that process language's meaning, totally shut down. The brain regions that respond to musical and spoken conversation overlapped, in other words, but were not entirely the same. We may in fact understand the structures of all forms of communication in the same way, but the way we understand the actual meaning of a conversation, the message its lines deliver to us, appears to depend on the medium of communication. Music is not a language, but it certainly doesn't lack meaning, the study shows. We rely on something beyond language to fully comprehend it. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.